Sif Zion. So we're dealing with the Malacha of Schita. I think you missed a few Shurim, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just to bring you up to bring the two of you up to where we're holding. So we're talking about the Malacha of Schita. Schita is also take an item on Shabbos, a fruit or a vegetable, and squeeze out its liquid is Asur. Now we're going to deal with the issue over here with a case where the person preserved something or cooked something, and by doing so, there's liquid absorbed into the fruit or into the vegetable from the cooking or from the preserving, and now you want to squeeze out that liquid. So that's the issue which we're dealing with over here in Siv Zayin. So Liskot Kavosim. Alex, you have it?
Huh?
Zion.
Yeah.
Liskot Kavosim. To squeeze out preserved foods, perish, umeni arakas, fruits or vegetables. Hamarachim b'chemes, which are in vinegar, ubemelech, or salt, kadeshal yirkabu, that they should not, or they should not rot. Ushalakas, and cooked items. So imlagufam, if the reason why you're squeezing them out is I don't want the liquid, I just want the food not to be so watery. It, you know, it absorbed a lot of liquid from the preserving process or from the cooking process. If it's for the item itself, the gufam, shenot tzorach lamayim, I do not need the liquid which is going to come out. You're only squeezing it. El l'saktam l'achil, to make them be more edible. So the law is, even if you're squeezing the liquid out into a container which has nothing in it, so it's clearly coming out as a liquid, is mutter, you're allowed to do that. If you're squeezing it out to use the liquid, so then you can squeeze it directly into a food, into a pot which has food in it. Oichol is also. But if it has no food in it, to squeeze it out directly into a container with no food at all, so that's a form of schita. You're squeezing it out to get the liquid out and putting it, you're catching it in a cup. Which should be also to do. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, kol shehu tzarach l'mimeyim chayav chatos. If you need the liquid, if you want the liquid, not only is it also, but it's an issue to rise, and a person would have to bring a korban chatos. Even if you squeeze into food, according to the Rinchananu, a sechet eshkol, if you squeeze a cluster of grapes, the kadera, into a pot which has food in it, nami also, that's also going to be also. So we discussed before that there's a heter, there's a permission to squeeze a fruit directly into a salad, so it never really functions as a liquid. It goes straight from the food and directly into a salad. It gets absorbed. So that's mutter. We call it. It goes from being an oichel to being an oichel. Never changes from being an oichel to being a liquid. Because, but the Koran the Berachon, no, that's not true. We don't pass on the Berachon. We pass on that it's okay. Okay, Mishabura, Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Down the back of the page. Yeah. It's down here. He probably has a big.
There you go.
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Ushalakos. So he said, he gave an example of kavashim are preserves and shalakos are cooked foods. So Mishabur says, shalakos chav gimel. Ushalakos. Haino yorek here. It's a vegetable or something like that. Shalakos kadem shabbos, that you cook them well before Shabbos. And the liquid is still inside them. And you're squeezing it out. If you're squeezing it for it itself, what's a loimer? It means to say, you want to squeeze out from the liquid, which is the liquid which is itself is floating literally. In other words, which is on the surface, or which is absorbed in it. Levad, just to make it taste better. Vein sarkle mamen, you do not need the liquid at all. For example, kamushaderech liskut hayoruk, which was common to squeeze the vegetable, shakarn salatin, lacher shasharis, you would take lettuce, apparently, soak it in water. And then after you would soak it in water, it was a roll of sweat, you would squeeze it out. So that was a common thing. That would be, that's mutter. That's not considered the malacha of mafarik, which is the umbrella prohibition for schita is mafarik.
So it's okay with the lettuce because it's not actually absorbing it.
It's okay because you're not using the liquid which is coming out.
Ah, okay.
So the malacha mafarik is that you're breaking up. We feel. I think you were here for this already, John. The idea of what schita is, where the malacha, especially the malacha of schita is. You were there for that year.
I wasn't, but I've.
Yeah, had, right. The malacha is learned from the threshing process, which is taking the stalk of which has the kernel on it and breaking apart the kernel from the stalk. So that act of breaking it apart is the malacha to get this item that you want to use. So here we look at squeezing out the liquid as if the fruit is going to function like the stalk and the liquid functions like the kernel, and you're breaking out the liquid. The liquid slash kernel from the fruit slash stalk.
So it's breaking apart the cell.
So, but that's only a problem. That's only analogous to that if I want to use the liquid.
Okay.
So then it's like it becomes like the kernel. But since I'm not planning to use the liquid at all, so it's just here's this is the food. This is not the stalk. This is not the food. And this is just some stuff dripping out. That's not a problem. About the sechet kar, you're squeezing it into a container, kar is a bowl. Veina mashka halach libud, the liquid is not getting lost. So I could use it theoretically, but kolmachem kimin jena machaven b'shel mashka. Since that's not your intent to use the liquid, and then a bakla malacha, this is not called the malacha at all. Ubeseisim anovim. Let's say I have grapes, and I think my grapes are too watery. I'm squeezing the grapes, not to get the liquid out, just not to use the liquid, but rather to the grapes will taste better. So according to this argument, it should be okay. He says, no. When it comes to olives and grapes, also b'chol gavnei, it's also in all situations, even if your intent is to make them taste better, not to use the liquid. Why? Because since most people, when they do squeeze grapes or olives, they squeeze it to use the liquid. So the fact that you're thinking not like that is not going to make it mutter. It goes under the umbrella, the rubric of the normal act of squeezing out olives and grapes.
So what would be the general cause for this? Is it would be because other people might learn from what you're doing? Or
no, you say no. It sounds like it's almost like Batal Daita. His intent becomes nullified because most people don't do it for that purpose. So we look at it; it's an act of it's functioning as a normal act of schita.
Okay. So when somebody would squeeze out, let's say, the pickle or whatever, why don't we call that bora in that situation? Is because we don't consider that a true mixture?
It's a good question. One of the answers which they give to this question is that we don't consider it bora because since the mashka doesn't get its status of a mashka, it remains like an oichel. So we consider it one min. Bar is only a tzuduf minute, tzuduf an item. So we look at it, this is two parts of the same item. So it's like cutting an apple in half. That's where we know.
But once they're separate already, then
theoretically you could have a bar problem. In other words, in your pickle jar, right? You know, if I had my pickle jar and I want the pickles, and I said, you know, instead of pulling out the pickles, let's pour out the liquid to get rid of the liquid. That'd be a burr problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the residual stuff that's in there it's not applicable.
So the stuff which is inside of it's absorbed in the pickle, right? But even that, the most of the question states, when again, it's clearly distinct, it's not a problem. If I have an egg floating in water, it's not burr to pour off the water because the egg is distinct and the water is distinct. They're clearly distinct. In the case of the pickle, I mean, not so distinct. It's a cloudier liquid, etc. If I have five eggs in the water, it's not so clear, you know, where the water, because it's more crowded. One egg, you know. I always said this, you know, you go to Max's and they have this, they give you, you get matzo ball soup at Max's. It's a bowl this big and there's a matzo ball like this big.
Oh, I see.
Right? Yeah. Right? You know, that's a matzo ball soup, you know. My wife makes it like this, you know, it's like, you know, there's clearly where the knedel is and where, you know, it's very distinct, you know. You have one egg floating in water, that's not part, that can be a mixture that there's a problem with the rules. Okay. Ella, chafe. So I'm doing it for the purpose of making the food better. For who adin the mutter the chatzkila, therefore according to this logic, lischit lokshin, you take noodles, mishuman hanivla behem, and they have oil, you know, get cooked with oil, and there's all the very oily, you want to squeeze out press the noodles to get the oil out. Our modern version of that is you press your pizza, you know, you press down the pizza, get the oil out, right? You ought to do that on Shabbos, he says. He's doing it because there's too much oil in it. He wants to get the oil out. So your goal over here isn't to use the oil. Your goal over here is to make the food taste better. So that's the setter. Can't cause a patricia. But Chayotim make with Tamakra, the Chayotim takes it a step further. The Shuman Shemar Frisher, Havikam Ken Oichel, Havikamafra Oichel Me Oichel. We don't look at the oil as a liquid. We deal with the oil is part. It's a food. It's a food in a liquid form. It doesn't get a status of a mashka, of a liquid for these purposes. So that's like cutting your apple. Okay, now.
Wait, so it's okay.
It's mutum. Chavavasach kara. Even though you're squeezing it into the container, you're not throwing the liquid out. As long as since you're content enough for liquid, it's mutum. This is only mutter. To do this heter is only if you want to use it on Shabbos. I will also Shabbos. But you can't do it for after Shabbos, even though it's not a malacha. But you know, you're getting involved in doing this effort for after Shabbos. That they didn't permit that.
Why does the Mishnah Berurah need to say that? Because we would say that if you want to chop up your apples, same thing. You wouldn't want to chop up your apples for Motzei Shabbos either.
You know what? I don't know. It's a good question. Okay. Then he says, let's say you want to use the liquid. See if the liquid goes straight into a pot. Sechah kader into the pot, which has food in it. You're putting it into the food. We said before, squeezing the cluster of grapes is permitted. So this is the same thing. You go into the pot, which has all food in it. Within the secha murius, the havi maichol of a secha mashkin is also. Murius was like a fish gel.
Like the stuff with gefilte fish?
Yeah. So, what we get nowadays with the gefilte fish, I'm not sure if that's what it meant. It means actually, because there's a certain amount of gelatin in the fish itself that would make, you know, when you cook the fish.
Yeah.
Right? And the stuff that they have with it, I think that they just add all of their. The other ranges, they make it, it's fake, you know. But, but you know, if you really cook fish, you know, you cook a whole fish with the bones, etc., you're going to get a gel out of it. So the Murius was a combination of the fish juice, which would semi-solidify. So that's considered a food, even though it's semi-liquid. That's his point over here. I would say a mashkin, but if you were to squeeze liquid into liquid, that's not going to be permitted, because then the heter, when I squeeze it out, and it goes directly into a food, is because here's a salad, it never gets the status of a liquid. But it goes into a liquid, it gets the status of a liquid. So it went from being a salad to being a liquid, and that's the malacha of schita. But if it's going to be an empty pot, osur, chavtes osur. Now, vavagav, the sharp hair is not motoliska, the filo memeyam. So now, in the first sif of the simen, so the Shulchan Aruch made three groups. He said, when it comes to olives and grapes, you can't squeeze them. Period. And the liquid comes out on its own is awesome. Because that's called skita de reis. The second group was things like berries, etc., which is normal to squeeze them. They're not on the same level as olives and grapes. Those are awesome in Rabbanan. And then we said, and the things that people in general do not squeeze, even if you want to squeeze it for liquid purposes, it's mutter. So he says, so why over here, if I'm squeezing out my pickle, because I want pickle juice, but like pickles probably goes into category number three, So, which you're allowed to squeeze. So why over here is it also? Balvagav, again, balvagav the sharp hair is mutal liskar afilu lememeim, other fruits. We said you're allowed to squeeze even for the liquid. Mechanabas sif alev, we said in the first sif. Shein hozim shein, shein mashkal mei peris. The reason why it's mutter is because we look at the liquid of the these fruits. Banana juice is not considered a liquid. It's like we deal with it as food, not as a liquid. It was water. And water got absorbed and started out as water, which is a liquid. Therefore, the concept of the skita would apply if you plan to use the water. According to this opinion, if it's not a deraisa, there's no chiyuv chatas. A person would do it; he would not have to bring a carbon chatas. According to this opinion, the sirah lake, as this opinion holds, the vartara enu chayber lo schitas zeisim anovim. The only case of schita deraisa is zeisim anovim, which the Torah refers to those things as a liquid, and that, and the purpose of grapes is to make wine, the purpose of olives is to make oil. So that's called, you've taken the grape or the olive is like the chaff, and what comes out is like the kernel. That's the only true case, the rice of such a thing. According to this opinion, commercial calls it Rishasim. Rabbeinu Chananel. How he said, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel argues on the first opinion in two ways. Okay, Aleph, number one. The Sri Lay that Rabbeinu Chananel holds. Deem Tzorach Lemimeim, if you want to use the liquid, Chayiv Afilu B'Kvashim Mushlokas. I just told you that in the last sif, even you can't squeeze it, it's only Drabonon. Rabbeinu Chananel holds it in case you're using it for the liquid. Not only can you not squeeze it, but if you do it, you're chayiv deraisa, since it's a deraisa to do it. It's prohibited from the Torah. Beis. T'kol hecher sh'tzarech l'meimeyen lo'alem chayiv. I feel like sh'tzarech l'seich hecher. See, then even if you're squeezing into a food stuff, since you want the liquid, that's going to be awesome. So that's the two arguments that he says.
So he doesn't hold this whole thing of squeezing from a solid onto a solid.
Correct. Va'af, the whole person of Pligiel said, everybody argues on the Rebbeinu Chananel. All of the person. The Sirilu, the Mashka, Voloichel, Kechodam, they hold that a liquor going from one foodstuff into another foodstuff remains a foodstuff. It doesn't get the status of a liquid. And therefore, it's not barber, it's not the soichet. Chanaba siftah, like we said before. Malach is like them, that it's mutter. So I'm allowed to take my grapes, even grapes. He said, grapes maybe should be machmer, we'll see in a second. So I'm allowed to take my lemon, and Mishabur holds, I'm allowed to take, I can't squeeze it into tea, that's going from a salad into a liquid. If I could put sugar on a spoon, squeeze the lemon into the sugar, and then I can put it into the tea. I could take a lemon and squeeze it onto my fish. No problem. I'm doing melachah schita and shabbos. No, I'm not. It's going from a lemon, which is a foodstuff, into the fish, which is a foodstuff.
So you can't go from liquid to liquid, but it can go from...
Can't go from solid to liquid.
Can't go... Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So, and that's the halacha. In history, Machar Redacted Bistama, he said before, he didn't mention Rebbeinu Chananel at all before. He just said it's mutter. In Siftal, he said that's okay. But he does want to point out, because Malkum, Hebi Gam Kein Das Rebbeinu Chananel, he does mention the Rebbeinu Chananel, Laharis, the Torah, Lahakrak, and the Barb, because it is a good idea if you, to be stringent. Therefore, Ramach Retabal, the Bracha, a person who is stringent, receives a blessing, because Shakazim, which was a Rosh, Uber, Besias, like the Rosh said. And that he brought before, if you reference back to Sif Dalad, he said, the same thing. He said before, those would be stringent, they should get a bracha. they'll get a blessing from it. I once just had the horror on how the hashkafa, how to understand that. You know, we go to get brachas from rebbes, you know, different things. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, if you rachem on this, you get a bracha. You want to get a blessing. Instead of running to some rebbe, you know, in some little town over there, yeah, Mr. Bird told you that you do this, you get a blessing.
Well, but what does it mean when you get a bracha from it? A blessing
from Shemayim.
For just things should be good.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Specific brachas, you have to speak to the rabbi.
So, so when we're let's say somebody wants to flavor their water with lemon or something, can they squeeze the lemon onto the ice first and have it dribble down into the water since it's going from solid
ice
to solid?
Ice would be a ice probably would not, it doesn't absorb, so that's a little bit of an issue. Now the heter going into the sugar because it absorbs. Even that you should know there's a chazanish argues on it. Because he says, since immediately you're planning to put the sugar directly into the water and dissolve it, so it wasn't coming there to make the goal is it's going there to become absorbed in the food and become part of the food.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the reality, right?
Right.
You know, your goal is, emotionally, even Ramosha says grapefruit. I want to squeeze my grapefruit onto the sugar. My goal there is to have grapefruit juice to drink. So that's clear. He's even. So that's nobody's going to say as much.
Hmm. Okay.
Right.
So the difference here is that, at least what the Chazon Ish is saying, is that you're basically using the sugar as a conduit for
ending up in a liquid. So
right.
It ends up being
because
a liquid.
Your main goal is to put liquid to liquid,
right.
Or from the
lemon to liquid.
Yeah.
All right. So at the end of the day, if you're ended up drinking it, then it's more of an issue.
Right. So when the Mishnah Berurah says, since it went straight, right now went into sugar, it's mutter. So it got absorbed in the sugar, and then what happens afterwards is a separate step. That's the Mishnah Berurah's opinion.
Now how do we deal with things where we're going to put it, when there's some sort of like a davar lash that's we're pouring onto, but it's not, it's sort of a dried out form of what was there before. Let's say there's a, somebody took something out of soup, right? A vegetable out of soup.
Okay.
And would one be allowed to put, you know, juice on that item?
Yeah, well, even though in regards to the brachas, we're not going to count the vegetable as different than the soup. You know, you don't have to make a person has chicken soup, the brachas shahakol, you don't have to make a bracha on the vegetables, they're part of the soup. But right now, I have a vegetable here, it's a salad.
Okay, that's what I was asking, is right. If you took that vegetable out of the soup, it's not considered, like, it's still part of the soup, it's
right.
It's its own item. Okay.
Right. Okay, ches. Asoich edag letziroi. So a person takes a fish and he wants to squeeze out the liquid which is inside of the fish. The tzira is, like, the various juices in the fish. Sadinu kesoich kvashim mishlokas the mameim. It basically deals with the same halacha as we said in Siv Zayin, that if you want to use the liquid, it's one thing. You know, so you want to make a dip or something out of it, is one thing. Or you want to just get it out, that the fish shouldn't be so juicy, so it would be mut. Laman Aleph, Shemur Laman Aleph. Dog with tzir, right? Ratzalomer. Shesach adag v'hoitzi tzir shatzorach lo. So you're squeezing out, the squeezing the fish to get out the tzir, the liquid, which you want to use. Now, Umayri Mitzir Shanivla by me mashka da'alma. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, one second. A fish should function like I told you in Sif Aleph, other fruits you're allowed to squeeze. So what's the problem? And his answer to him over here was that there was water which got absorbed. So that's the case over here also. We're talking about a case you cooked the fish, and the fish absorbed the water. Umayri Hocha Mitzir Shanivla by me mashka da'alma. The juice inside now is basically from outside liquids. That's like squeezing your cooked vegetable for its water, which is prohibited. But the liquid which is naturally there in the fish, that's like the case of squeezing out bananas. Banana juice is not a problem. You're allowed to squeeze out bananas. You know, make banana juice. Because nobody does it. That's not called a liquid.
So I don't know if I understand the situation. So if somebody added water extraneously to the fish and they want to squeeze that back out afterwards, is that
so
what?
That, right, so then we say if you're doing it because you want to make the fish drier, so that's what we said before in Sib Zion, that's okay. You do because you want to use that liquid, it has the flavor of the fish, and you want to use it to make some dip or something, so that would be a problem. Okay, siftes. Siftes deals with on the surface, no pun intended, it seems a similar halacha, really it's different. It has similarities, but it's really a different concept. Hashelag ba'borot, emar askin or some. So now the root the issue we've been dealing with until now is the malach of schita. Now I'm dealing with the malach in a issur d'rabbanan called merlit, making a new item. So I'm going to take snow or borrowed, which is hail, ice. Okay, I want to crush it. Emiraskanosam, you can't crush them up. The hainu l'shaber l'chatichas dakas, to break them into very small pieces. Kreshi yizuvu meimav, in order to make them become liquefied. You should make water. So I can't do that. And that's an issue of, because I'm making it, taking this solid and making it into a liquid. So it looks like I'm making something new, which wasn't there beforehand. So it's not the malach of schita. I'm not squeezing out. Schita would be, I have the kernel attached to the stalk. So I have this liquid, which is there, which is being held by the fruit, and I'm breaking it out of this thing which is holding, making it not available. So that's. But there's two distinct items over here. Mm-hmm. There's not two distinct items. There's the ice becomes the water. So it's not like the ice trapping water, and I'm getting it, breaking it out of its, you know, its shell. But it's similar in the sense of taking it from one to the, making it from one to the other. And the Chacham said it's usur because it looks like. It looks like you're making something new. Rashi says it's like bria, so creating water. So they said you can't create water on Shabbos. Or in people's mind, if I can squeeze, take some ice and squeeze it, I could take a nice thing. And all the guys would be squeezing. People's mind, I can squeeze grapes also. So we said, you know what? Don't squeeze. Don't make ice into water. So you would be making grapes into wine.
So the appearance, even the appearance of it, makes it.
People would confuse. People would draw wrong conclusions. Okay, so you can't do that. I will listen to who the secha kreish shayin or mayin. But when you move from a love in a kreish, but what you could do is put it into a cup of wine or water, which is there. I can put an ice cube in my water, or into my wine or my orange juice. When you move from a love, and it's going to melt while it's sitting in the water. But that's okay, because you're not actively melting it, and it doesn't. It's not obvious. You don't see an obvious act of liquid coming out at any moment. So, I made liquid. Venochash is not concerned about. So furthermore, if as long as you didn't do any act of making the liquid, you put it outside in the sun or near a fire, and they melted, mutarim, that is going to be mut. Mishnah Lama base. The chatichas dachas, the chop up of the small pieces, which causes it to start turning into a liquid. That's a problem. Avol lishbar chatichas mimenu, to break off a piece, to use a large piece, sure, that's permitted. Filim yizubu ksas mayim ayadeza, even if a little bit of water is created, that's okay, though this camel is there, because that wasn't your intent. Void Sharlach Liban, and that water gets lost, that's not significant. But over here, your goal is to get water out, maim up, to get its water. The Dami of the Malacha, as Rashi says, it's like Malacha. Malacha is creative work, so changing ice into water is pretty creative. You created water. So it's considered Durabanan like a Malacha. Shabari Amayim Halal, you're making water. Or Gezeira, we made it prohibited because we're concerned that if you allow this, people might come to think Shami Yiska Paris or Nimlamashkin. You might come to squeeze Paris, which are going to be used for liquid purposes, like your your grapes, something like that. So people will draw their own conclusions and say that's permitted. You can put it into your cup of water, don't worry about it. You're not actually actively making the water. They do not prohibit it. So that's one heter. It's mutter because you're not actively doing it, it's passive. Furthermore, you could chop it up once it's in the cup. According to this opinion about Tom, why would that be permitted? The since it's never distinct, immediately gets absorbed in the water which is there already. So we don't perceive it that you're creating something because it never really comes visible. So those are the two aterim which we have over here. It's not active, it's passive, and B, it's never distinct and obvious.
So this is presuming that you've already gathered these items before Shabbos, I'm guessing. If they're hail or snow, normally call them muksa, correct?
Maybe. It's machlokes as whether they're considered muksa or not.
Okay.
Let's say for argument's sake it's considered muksa. Mutarim lehonas mehem. Lamed hey, you're allowed to use that water. So you put it out in the sun and it melted, you're allowed to use that water. But then the mutzah chachila honiach came and shemel hunimuach. Not only if you put it there, it's a mutzah, you're allowed to go intentionally put it there, then it should melt. That's not right. No, I skipped the line. Come on, the sefer kais, not the case of the kais. Now, that's how the Shulchan Aruch writes. But Ladas Ramah Basim Shinyukhas Tiftezain Bahakov, but the Ramah earlier, according to that Ramah, he said that so the Mechaber says the only problem he has is what's called Merlin, you're making it. But if it's a Noilin and it's created, so the case of the cup, the hat there is because it's never really Noilin, nothing really created, it immediately gets absorbed. The case is the sun in an empty container, he says it's mutter. What's that about? Well, that's mutter because you didn't do it. But the Ramah said before, even if you didn't do it, once it's created, it's a problem. So gam ken hacha yesh lahachmer, over here also you should be machmer and not use it. Daftan imuch me'elov also mishum noilov. Even though it melts on its own, it's also because of not that you made it, but noilov if it was created. The case of when in the cup, it's never obvious because it gets immediately absorbed as soon as it comes out. So that's not considered you made something new. But over here, it's distinct. There's a problem. Now the Rambam before said, if you need to, you can make it. So Rosh Hashanah says that. So by water, he says, so ice melts. You need the water. We always have water available. So it's okay. It's colder, but that's not considered a need. But you could have a case where, let's say, a person forgot to take out a container of orange juice concentrate. Right. So he says, in the case of the Tzarech Archiv, if you want to serve your guests, something, So it's according to Macabre, you're allowed to take it out and let it melt. According to Ramah, right? So if you put it frozen into the water already and then it melts on its own, that's fine. You let it sit in the container, according to Ramah, you shouldn't do that because that's going to melt on its own and you shouldn't use that liquid. But the Tzarech Archiv says, in case of need, if you have guests and you felt you need to serve your guests, that would be one.
Is there a preference on the order if you would first put it in without the water and the water on top? Or
you should put it into the water, because if you pour the water on top, that's like melting it.
You're actively causing it.
Because okay. You're pouring the water on, it causes the melt.
So it's okay if it starts, if they start out separate but end up in a different state. Because if you were to take the concentrate and put it into the water... They start out as a solid,
Right, because since it happens, on its own, and there's no point where the liquid is seen visibly as being distinct from the water that gets absorbed in. So that's okay. That's like the ice cube in the cup.
But once it melts, is it okay to stir it up?
Yeah. Once it melts, you can stir it up.
But how long would you have to wait until it melts? I mean,
Until it melts. You can't hasten the melting process.
Yeah.
Right. Yod, back in the Shulchan Aruch. Mudal shabeach hakerach kedei litol maim shatatav. If you have your ice, your bucket froze, there's water on the bottom, there's ice on top, you'll have to break that ice open to get the water which is beneath it. Like I said before, the only problem is if you're chopping with the little pieces. Okay. Mishavur lamavav, the shabar hakerach. The shir hakerach eno malacha klal. The breaking ice wasn't malacha. They also berisik elam kinoisik shizubu ameim mashekim b'zeh. Even the case of chopping it up into small pieces, it was only osur because you wanted to use the water. But over here you have, you know, the you want it to melt the ice. But over here you have no choice. You don't care about the ice. Your goal is the water beneath it, so it's not a problem. Chasam agan avram. Even though that's true, that if it's in the case of a bucket, tibinahor a bear is also. But if it's in a river or in a well, it's also. Why the kimet jum the huma chuber lekarka? Yesh b'vishum chashas binyan b'stira. See, he held that was considered boina or says it's like breaking. Right now, it's part of the ground, so I have this solid item attached to the ground, and I'm breaking it. It's like malach of demolishing something. Something so it goes under the malach of sosir. It's like breaking a wall. It's like breaking a floor or a roof.
Why do we extend it that far when it's very clear that these things are really part of the ground?
Really. And that's his argument. They're part of.
I know. My question is why do we extend the isser of binyan that far to say that the ice that's formed over the cap of the well or something like that, that it's part of the karka?
Well, it's in the grounds. I mean, the so many halachas, the water in the ground has a different halacha than water out of the ground. Water on the ground can't become tamei. Water in the ground can be a mikvah. Because chibur it's considered mechubur lekarka. That's what we did with this. It's part of the ground.
Okay, all right.
This is what the Magen Rama says. Many of the achronim argue on him. Okay. Mistirlo the shem mayim aleim vein shach by binyan mistirlo. Even when they're frozen, they're considered water. There's no din by nevesayis around water. Water is not a very, very effective element used for building, and therefore building is not considered, so it's not demolishing if you take it apart. So on Shabbos, yes, if you need to, if you need water on Shabbos, you can be makel and rely on these other opinions.
So that opinion that says that mayim, frozen mayim is not very good for binyan, then if you knock down the igloo, then they would say you're not chayav for destroying that.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. My question was just basically that they extend it really that far.
It's a good question. In other words, if you're living in a place where it's cold enough that this is considered like a normal building material, you know, they have like those ice hotels. Norway in these places.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
They have ice hotels.
Okay.
It's only a part of a year. They carve out of ice.
Okay.
And they have bedrooms. It's a wild
stuff. Check this one out. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, for that, that's a normal building material. You know. So I don't know. My igloos are probably it'd be a little more. Make an igloo in the backyard of 624 Kemper Drive is a different story, you know. Okay, if you ever move to Alaska, let's talk before you do that. Okay. Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. Tzarech Lizoyer, back in the Mechaber. Tzarech Lizoyer Bechar, if you have to be careful in the winter. Shladitel Yodah B'mayim, Sheish Be'er Mishel HaGeborah, when you're washing your hands, you, you take the pail. Well, in the pail, there was also ice or snow. So we're there, when you're doing that process, you know, as you're rubbing on your hands, etc., over there, that's going to be melting water. So that's melting ice. V'im yitl, if you did do it, yisor shal yitl came ben ragov. Don't push it, ben yonav, don't push it between your fingers, etc. Shal yehei merasek, we shouldn't be crushing it. Lamed zayin, mishabur lamed zayin. You shouldn't come to crushing it. There's a safer Shulchanat Hashitim which permits this case. Actually, but be careful not to actively, intentionally go and crush it. Actively crush it. So you take salt and you rub it on your hands, it creates, you rub it, it becomes liquid. It creates water.
Because it mixes like with the sweat and the oils?
Right, it pulls out the liquid. So it's like creating a liquid. By rubbing it, you create water. It's only a problem if you're dealing with salt alone. You could put salt into water, even if it's a significant amount of salt. And then you would wash your hands with it. I guess the salt would help clean. Even though the salt is going to dissolve, that's not a problem. You can't make a two-thirds salt and one-third water. That's an issue to Rabbanon, because it looks like you're getting ready for the preserving process. And that's a separate issue, because very such strong salt water was used for the purpose of preserving. And preserving goes under the umbrella of, it looks like your Rabbanon looks like you're cooking. Because you're changing something through this process. Let's stop right one more. Yud Gimel. There is shelag v'raglov v'ein okoshes. You're allowed to step. We're worried about this crushing and making things melt. So when I'm walking on snow, I'm making the snow melt. Not a problem. V'raglov lametes. V'avim hashelag nimuach b'zava yedezeh. Even though the snow will melt and flow out because of that, less than both, that's not a problem. The Kiman Doena Miskabon, that's not his intent. And it's all in the Rabbanon, and that wasn't, it's only a problem because you're trying to make water over here, you couldn't care less about the water. Athaz Kosav, the Kiman Shudavar Shiefsher, Zorbazat, Logosupe. Athaz wrote that really I feel it's analogous, but to the problem before, but these are the Rabbanans. Chazal would have prohibited this, we'd be stuck inside our houses for every time it stops. So they didn't make the gzera in this case, even though really logically it should be parallel, but they didn't do that because we didn't want to leave us in a situation where it's an impossible situation. Okay.
So that's the case, unless there's some other hetter for danger, but throwing out salt on your sidewalk to make it to make the snow melt, it seemed to be an issue.
Correct.
Because you have intent to.
Because over there you're trying to melt it.
So is there a heter around it then, because it's considered protecting people for who are walking?
It's a good question.
I once saw some, I'm trying to recall it out. I once saw somebody saw a piece on this. Raise the question, and the simple understanding was a problem, and somebody had an argument why it was mutter. I'm not recalling why, what that was offhand. I have to look it up again, see if I can find it.